after reading the report from MINUSMA, it confirms the number of people killed during this 3 days event. It was very unfortunate that to keep himself into power and the cronies of the outing regime use our defense forces to repress legally approved protests in Mali. This was a sad moment in the history of Mali, that an elected president would use disproportionate force against protesters with no weapons at all. The report indicates that there have been 14 people killed in total during those 3 days events. And we hope that the judiciary in Mali that has opened actually these hearings will request this document and use it as a tool to prosecute those who engage in violating the constitution and human rights in repressing violently and in a disproportionate manner civilians in this country.
On the one hand, the MINUSMA report says that people were injured and people were killed and others arrested. Yet it says that under Malian law, these acts violate the National Penal Code and are punishable by the competent court. Are they saying that they don't have jurisdiction to make a major decision on this?
It is already a credible report that they put forth, and that can be used by the judicial system in Mali to prosecute under the law those who engage in these violations. The mandate of the United Nations does not allow them to prosecute Malians here for crime committed in Mali. So they have to use the judicial system. The report is available, and they have specifics, and they said they have footage and pictures, and that there have been testimonies of people who were direct and indirect witnesses of these violations and killings of young children. This needs to be dealt with promptly. I think that the government of Mali recognized this, the transitional government recognized this, and they have opened a judicial hearing and asking Malian people detailing information, and I believe they will request it. MINUSMA said they possess this information and will be made available to the judiciary system in Mali upon request.
Do you think all those protesters led by the M5, do you think they feel vindicated?
Well, of course, it was a repression. It was, the regime that was fighting to survive. So it was a survival mode from the outing regime. The people of Mali have requested the resignation of the president, and by attempting to capture or kill the M5 leadership, they were faced by people willing to face with empty hands, bullets and gunshots. So this led to the killings of many when they were attempting to capture one of the leaders of the M5. Yes, these killings were vindicated by the president and the prime minister's office, and that's why it is going to be prosecuted. And we believe that no such behavior or violations should be encouraged in Mali or any country in the world.
Thank you so much again for speaking with us on Daybreak Africa.
Anytime. Thank you, James.